I think the most important people to hear this are the people who have a good product, who have a nice website, who have done a good job with the design, the setup, the look and feel, the customer experience, all that stuff, and they think that's enough.
Welcome to Small Business BS, the podcast designed to ignite your entrepreneurial spirit through thought-provoking ideas and actionable business strategies. Each week, entrepreneurs Adam Whitmer and Jeff Gargis dive into creative marketing hacks, proven sales methods, and clever growth strategies. Get ready to unlock the full potential of your business with insights that are both fun and impactful. And now, here are your hosts, Jeff Gargis and Adam Whitmer.
Welcome to episode 29 of the Small Business BS podcast. I'm Adam Whitmer, and I'm here with my co-host, Jeff Gargis. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about something that you probably don't want to do. It's a marketing strategy called hope marketing. Now, Jeff, this is a topic that's near and dear to my heart, but hope marketing, can you define briefly what hope marketing is for us? And then I want to tell a story of how I saw it firsthand. So what would be hope marketing?
Yeah, I want to give a footnote credit, because I do think this is like, I think the internet does give Jeff Walker like credit for coining this term in his product launch formula. So Jeff, if you're listening, which I highly doubt he is, but hope marketing is essentially this idea of, it's essentially the idea of going, well, I have a good product. I have a product that I believe in. I've got a location, or I've got an online location, whatever, and I'm just putting it out there. And I think the best way to sum it up is, if you build it, they will come. I built my website or my online course or my community or my store that I opened up or my shop or whatever. And I'm just, that's it. I did it. I opened it, right? Like I that's the barrier. And now I'm going to sit back and just hope that people come in and buy what I'm selling. And it, spoiler alert, it doesn't work.
That's exactly right.
Like the movie lied to you. Like it might work with baseball stuff, but it doesn't in business most of the time.
Most of the time. That's an excellent summary. That's an excellent summary. And that applies to all types of businesses, even podcasts. I mean, anything, yeah, and absolutely. Everything. It's very rare that you just set up shop and it works. Now, there's some rare cases that works in very rural areas.
Sure.
If there's not a dentist,
there's always
dentist
an exception to like literally everything right. We say. Yes.
But for the most part, hope marketing doesn't work. And so for me, I really discovered hope marketing in watching businesses come into the town where I was living. So, you know, 9 years ago, we moved to the current town that we're in. And for that prior 9 years, we were in Fort Wayne, Indiana, in the northeast side. And we lived in Fort Wayne. Fort Wayne is a pretty decent sized city. It's in the top 100 cities of the United States. And so there's a lot of population there, a lot of businesses, and especially a lot of restaurants. And we happened to live in an area that I was told was one of the highest person per area parts of the city. So it's very concentrated, lots of people, lots of traffic, and lots of businesses. And on our block, there was a shopping center that had a lot of businesses come and go. And there was probably a good 3, 4, 5, 6 dozen shops, storefronts available in this corner where businesses could come in. And there was, you know, a number of anchor stores, but these smaller businesses would come and go. And there's this one shopping center in particular that I saw a lot of businesses come and go, because it just wasn't right on the corner. It wasn't easy to see. It wasn't easy to get in and out of. But you could sort of see it from the road through the trees. And I saw this new business go in, and it was called Yogoland. So Yogoland, I wasn't sure what it was. And I drove by it for probably a couple weeks before I decided to go in. The sign was nice. It stood out from the other signs. I thought it was decorative. And so, you know, I'm always interested in businesses, Jeff. So I decided to go in and check it out. And Yogoland, I'm thinking, what is Yogoland? And I'm thinking maybe it's a yoga studio, but I drive by and I realize it's not, and it looks like a storefront, a retail store. So I go in and I discover it is a self-serve yogurt dessert business where they serve ice cream that's frozen yogurt called Yogoland. And so I walk in, and my first impression was that the owner Well, I realized it was the owner. There were two people sitting there, a husband and wife, that were sitting there on their phones and didn't even say welcome. They're just sitting back on their phones. But besides that, the place looked great. It really did. It was well designed. You could tell a lot of work had gone on it. It almost looked like a franchise. And so being the business person, the business guy that I am, I asked him, I said, was this a franchise? And I could tell the owner was very proud of his work because he said, no, he said, we spent all the time to design this and create this ourselves, but we hope to turn this into a franchise in the future. And, you know, it wasn't at the level of Starbucks. It wasn't at the level of, you know, national brands, but it was good. But he spent a lot of time building this and I started to ask him, I said, hey, you know, are you doing a grand opening? Are you having a lot of business? And I could tell he wasn't. And to me, Jeff, without going on and on here on this story, which I can circle back to, of course, but he really didn't do any marketing other than put his sign up and literally hope that people were going to come in the door. He was convinced it was going to work. He was convinced this could be a franchise, and it looked fine. It looked good, but he was relying on Hope Marketing. And I will tell you, within 3 months, the business closed its doors. It was disappointing. I hate it when I see that, but he really did rely on Hope as his strategy for marketing. So does that set this up, Jeff?
Yeah, I think that's a great example because I think where a lot of times the Hope Market, there's obviously a subset where Hope Marketing is used because just didn't know anybody, had an opportunity to open, didn't know any better, right? Had an opportunity to open a business, did it, didn't do any like learning of how to actually be a business owner. That's not who I'm talking right now. I think the most important people to hear this are the people who have a good product, who have a nice website, who have done a good job with the design, the setup, the look and feel, the customer experience, all that stuff. And they think that's enough because that example is, it sounds like it was a nice looking store. You said a good sign that stood out and seemed like a good product, right? It was a good setup. They did a good job at the product and the initial design, the setup, but they didn't, and they just thought that was going to be enough. But the problem is, you also mentioned this was in a highly dense area with a lot of businesses, which means there's a ton of competition. And I think this part of this comes from, and I hope I don't take us the wrong way here, is I think a lot of times Hope Marketing comes from this ignorance of thinking our business is special or better or unique or whatever. And to be fair, side note, it is because you make it differently and you do things differently, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the reality is the likelihood that you've come up with something that no one else has thought of before is really, really slim and almost impossible, which means you have competition no matter what. You might not see it, might not know where it is, but it's there. And I think the idea, we think we can just open the doors and sit back because that's what we see. We see the company that we think, right, my mind's going to like overnight successes, quote unquote. And we're like, oh, they just opened. I was like, no, they didn't. They busted their butt. They had three amazing marketing campaigns that exploded nationwide, even though they're just a local store, right? They did whatever it is. Yeah, location is important. You're going to get some runoff from that, but eventually people are going to get tired of it, right? If you're not doing a well enough job to bring them in. And so especially, I think this is especially important in the online world, right? Because there are some times in the brick and mortar world where your location and your connection to the community can be enough to get by and be okay. I'll argue that it's not nearly as much as it used to be, but it could be. But online, never going to happen, right? Right, Adam, you launch a online learning hub and center and academy for bankers and don't tell anyone about it. Like we're not doing this podcast. So like, I think this comes from a couple forms of ignorance, the ignorance of maybe I just don't know any better, which is just, I just don't know any better. So study and learn and understand that you need to market, but also this idea that, oh, like my product's really good and that's enough. And it just isn't. Can it be? Yeah. But is it worth relying on that? No. Like, you got to be able to market because there are a lot of crappy products out there that do really well because the marketing is really, really good. So imagine how your really, really good product can do or service can do if you actually put some good marketing behind it. And I think that's the change. And people just don't want to do that or don't know that they need to do that. And it just doesn't work, man.
That's
a terrible strategy.
Jeff, I want to challenge you a little bit. I don't know that ignorance is always the case. I think that a lot of business owners understand that it has to happen, but I think their ignorance is the case sometimes, but I think more so it may be that confidence is the driving factor, because the reality is if I'm building a yogurt business, I want to be in the yogurt business. I don't want to be a marketing company. I don't know anything about marketing. I'm not a marketing guy. I'm a yogurt guy. This is not what I want to do. I don't want to be a marketing person or create a marketing company. So what would you say to the person who's having some confidence struggles in realizing they have to be their chief marketing officer for their company, and their company's not going to succeed if they just have a good product, that they also have to have a stellar marketing department that is just that business owner who they have to do it? What would you say to them?
I'd argue that what you just said is literally ignorance. It's them thinking that it's being ignorant to the fact, and I'm not saying that in a derogatory way. I know ignorance sometimes can be that way. It's the ignorance of thinking that you can just be that. You can't. Again, to always take everything out of mind and say there's always exceptions. So like there are stories that this happened, but like the reality is like, no, you can't. And unfortunately, someone who's like, well, I don't want to be a marketing. I'm not telling you to be a marketing agency. I'm telling you to tell people about your freaking yogurt shop because it's delicious yogurt. And everyone should come here, but no one knows to come here because you're not saying it. I think that to me is, it's an ignorance of understanding, like that's part of business. And if you don't want to do that stuff, you either need to hire someone else to do it or you need to get out of business because you're going to go out of business. And I think that's where I was going with that. I don't know if maybe ignorance isn't the right word or not, but like that to me is literally ignorance. You're ignorant to the fact that you're not going to build a successful business, only be in that thing.
Right. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
To be clear, there are some scenarios where you can, but not someone who wants to build a franchise. Like you're not going to build a franchise not marketed. Like that to me is 1,000% ignorance. That's not confidence. It's ignorance.
Jeff, you're really encouraging our audience here the way you're approaching.
No, this. but it's fine. Like it's different if it's like, hey, like I know I need to market, but I'm not doing it because I'm not confident in myself.
Yeah,
that. Which I do think that happens a lot, right? Right, absolutely. That's to me is not hope marketing, because I'm not making a conscious decision to not even like. It's not that I don't think I need to market or that I don't see the value in it. I just I'm scared, I'm timid or whatever. That's a whole other conversation, right? And we actually talked about that. That goes into like the bully syndrome that we talked about that episodes ago. The hope strategy, in my opinion, like comes from I can't come up with a better word. It's because it's either ignorance of or a unwillingness to see, like right. And live in reality.
Because I still disagree because I think there are plenty of people out there who realize that marketing has to happen, but they don't have the confidence to do it. And so they default to hope marketing.
So, okay. I see that angle. Yeah. I see that angle. Yeah.
Yes. So not
the actual strategy they end up using as hope marketing because they don't
default
have the confidence
to doing
to
nothing.
Try something else. Totally.
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah. I
got
you.
Still
hope
marketing.
How you got there. I see.
Yes. That's where I was trying to go.
I see how you got there.
So the question is, you know, instead of hope marketing, because we all realize we have to do something, you know, what are some practical applications that people could do to counter hope marketing? What are some simple strategies? Maybe we stick with this yogurt business. You know, what could this yogurt business have done differently to bring people in? And when new businesses are new, it's very vulnerable. It's extremely vulnerable. So maybe we go that route. And for one, the first thing that I noticed obviously is the name. The name was Yogoland, and yeah, unfortunately, the sign was already up and he probably didn't have funds to redo it. But to me, if he had put a sign up that said Frozen Yogurt Land or something like that, people would have known what the business was instead of thinking it was a yoga studio or something else. So I think number one, the title was important, but what other thoughts do you have, Jeff? And maybe we can go back and forth.
I agree with you there, obviously, but also at the same time, I'm like, yeah, but like it's too late, so that's not a strategy he can use. But like I was thinking earlier when I can't in the mix of all of our conversation, I kept doing little like side notes of like, well, that sometimes can happen. And sometimes I actually said like sometimes it's the location, and I said the connection to the community will work enough. The reality is the connection to the community is marketing. For brick and mortar business, it's one of the most effective marketings you can do. So something that person could do if they're like, I'm not a social media person, I don't know content, my website's okay, like I just don't know those things. Connect to the community, right? You're in a densely populated area. There's a lot of businesses. My guess is there's a chamber of commerce or some other types of community organizations that you can connect with. Go out and meet people, shake hands, and talk to people. You can do old school marketing, right? So like there are a lot of things you could do, I think, that don't require a ton. You don't have to go spend thousands of dollars on flyers and brochures and stuff. You could, but you don't need to. That's also fairly simple. But just being involved in the community can help bring people into the community. Showing up to things that community members are at and being willing to talk to people and share. Yeah, I got a new yoga shop. I'd love you to come down. I'm going to do some free samples. I'm going to work with the Chamber of Commerce. Things of that nature, I think, are quote unquote simple, not easy, simple things that you could do for sure. That's the next step, in my opinion, then is what we talked about a couple episodes ago, which would be get your local SEO game up so that when people search, because we actually had the conversation around the pizza place and the, Bent Fork or something like that, Bent Fork or whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm like, and one of the arguments I made there is I'm like, it doesn't matter if the name doesn't make sense. If I'm ranking really well, when someone searches for yogurt, then it doesn't matter what the name is, right? But if I'm not, it absolutely matters because Adam thought it was a yoga studio. But if I'm connected to the community and the community knows, oh yeah, Yoga Land, like, yeah, you're an idiot if you think that's yoga. That's yogurt. It's like the best. It doesn't matter anymore, right? But within a hope marketing strategy, it's detrimental because it's most likely causing people like walking by, getting the same things you go, well, I'm looking for yogurt, but I don't feel like doing yoga today. So I'm moving on with my life. And so I think just little things like that, like you could go the route of just get involved with the community if you're local, or update your stuff. Make sure my business pops up when people search for yogurt in the area or ice cream in the area, right? Or dessert in the area and treats in the area, that type of stuff. So those are two quick ones that I would look at if I was that person right away.
Yeah, no, that's great. I love that you said getting out in the community. And I think, you know, what this business could have done with the sign, for example, it's the sign's already there. So they could have got a banner, a giant banner that hung right under their sign that said frozen yogurt.
Or like an A-frame, right? Stand that goes out on the sidewalk. Yep.
Yeah. Or even yard signs that go right by the busy road that's, in front of the shopping center that said frozen yogurt or had a picture of the yogurt. Also getting out in the neighborhood, another thing they could do is they could have taken samples over to all the area businesses, all the neighboring businesses, for everybody to try it, where they were just sitting there on their phones. You know, if you take the samples there, they're tasting it, they're understanding what's available. And so I love that getting out in the community is huge. Other businesses I saw go in that shopping center would send coupons to all the neighborhoods right around within a half mile radius of that shopping center, where everybody got a coupon to go in to get half off or a free sample or a free kids cone or something like that. That would have just brought people in so that there'd be a sudden awareness. And so, hope marketing is detrimental, and it's, I see it happening two ways, obviously, Jeff, is through ignorance and also through a lack of confidence. And so, I'd encourage all of our listeners, anybody listening to this, to realize that you don't have to be a marketing expert, but you do have to have a marketing strategy for your business. It doesn't have to be overly complicated, but you do have to figure out a way to bring people into your business. Because like Jeff said at the beginning, it's not, the saying, if you build it, they will come, is not a true statement when it comes to business, at least 99.9% of the time. Occasionally, there is that anomaly that breaks out, but 99.9% of the time, we have to have some sort of marketing strategy. And frankly, the better the marketing strategy we have, the more business we're able to drive into our shops. And so hope marketing is not the way to go by any means.
No. So shake that. either build the confidence, or figure out how to bring someone in to help you with it. Either way, it's about like just learning more about it, diving into it and understanding better. That's going to help with all of that. It's going to help with your improving a strategy if you already are working on one. It's going to help you get through the confidence if you're struggling with it or whatever it might be. And it's just going to make you more aware of what the heck should I be doing? Flipping to the online just really quick. If you're listening to your online business, you're like, well, I can't go into community. Your community is literally the internet. It's social media. It's groups on Facebook and LinkedIn. It's whatever your people hang out. It's the same type of thing. You got to get out there and tell them. I've always said this, and then I'll stop talking. Since day one of, and actually it's probably like a little ways in, not day one, maybe within the first year of, after we had had a little bit of success with our business, and we were just trying to continue growing, I just continuously told Chad, like when we were trying to work to get us both full time, and as we continued to grow, it was always just constant. I'm still saying it 10 years later, we just haven't talked to enough people yet. And that's literally the same thing. There's a million ways in which you can quote unquote talk to people. And that is how you get out of Hope Strat, out of that Hope marketing, is talk to people, whatever that looks like in your business.
I love it, Jeff. That's excellent. I have a couple questions too that I always like to think, you know, what questions can we ask ourselves to help us solve this problem? And so here the problem is, you know, marketing, it doesn't have to be complex. Marketing can be simple. And the questions I wrote down here while you were talking was, you know, if we can answer these questions, we can just have a very simple, easy marketing strategy. Number one is, how can I get more people to come into my business? You know, there's just, how can I do that? Is it coupons? Is it, you know, a sign? Is it samples? You know, what is it? The second question is, what do other businesses do to bring customers in that I could try in my business? And so you don't have to necessarily come up with these ideas on your own. Just see what other businesses are doing that are working for them and maybe model those. And then finally, you know, maybe ask the question of, where does my target audience hang out and where should I be partnering? And so if you're selling ice cream, for example, why not deliver free ice cream to a school and give coupons to a school? Or, I mean, there's just so many different ways to find, to bring in business. And by answering those three questions of, how can I get more people to come in? What do other businesses do that works for them that I could try? And where does my target audience hang out where I could try to meet the target audience to tell them about my business and to get them in? I think by answering those three questions, that will solve the problem of, what do I do for a simple marketing strategy?
Yeah, I love it. I love the simplicity of it, and it makes sense to me. So
excellent.
Go answer those questions.
That's
Stop
right.
hoping.
Very good. So this is good. I wanted to talk about Hope marketing because I think it's important, Jeff.
It's an important one.
Yeah. And I think it sums up a lot of what we've been talking about so far in these episodes. And I see us diving more into marketing going forward, but
yeah, this was a good one. I think it really bookends the, you know, we just finished up the 6-part series on content marketing and stuff. And that like this goes into it. Like, this is the other option, is just sit back and hope it's not going to work. Like, you've got to do all these things that we're talking about, and I'm with you. Yeah, like, we're going to continue talking about more and more. So hopefully you're getting something out of this, but this is an important reminder. I doubt it'll be the last time we talk about it. So
I do too. So Jeff, where can people go to find you?
You can find me over on Instagram @_JeffGargas, or if you want to get into my brain a little bit, you can find me on Substack, just Jeff Gargas over there. So,
and Jeff, let me ask you this. So we're talking about marketing. You have owned a marketing agency, in the past, and you do coaching now with a few select individuals. Do you have any openings for coaching at the moment for people who would be interested in working with you to talk about marketing strategies?
I do. I appreciate the setup there, buddy. That was nice. I do. Yes. I've got two. I think I have room for probably two more. I could probably do three, but I think I'm going to cut it at two, where I can take on one-on-one. So if you go to jeffgargas.net, there's a form on there you can fill out and see if we're the right fit. So
very good. Jeff knows his stuff, if you can't tell from these episodes. So you can always learn more from me. I've got a bunch of resources on marketing at businessstrategyschool.com. And we actually have a lot of resources in the resource page at smallbusinessbs.com. So take a look at that. That's the main site for this podcast. And that there's links that go to our individual respective sites as well. So feel free to take a look at there. That's all we have for this episode of the Small Business BS podcast. For more information on this episode and other episodes, go to smallbusinessbs.com. Until next time, have fun, be strategic, and get out there and grow your business. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Small Business BS podcast. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe and share it with fellow entrepreneurs.
until next time, keep thinking big and taking action in your business, one step at a time.